Hello? Anyone home?
A certain someone is here to see her boyfriend. I heard he was in today. Hey, sweetie. Happy birthday. Here's a birthday hug from your girlfriend.
Surprise!
Yeah, I took the day off work so I could spend it with you. Well, I know you didn't tell me it was your birthday today. But did you really expect me to just let this day slip by? No, I don't think so. How did I know it was today? What? You think I don't know my own boyfriend's birthday? I mean, sure, we haven't been dating for a year yet. But I have a sixth sense for these kind of things. Also, you have a Facebook account, and I have a calendar on my phone. It isn't exactly hard to find out anyone's birthday these days. Well, I think adding your birthday to my phone was one of the first things I did when we started dating. Besides, the thought of my favourite person in the world spending his birthday alone just didn't sit right with me. Not one bit. No buts. Work can last one day without me. Now come here. What's a birthday without a birthday kiss? You still get all flustered when I kiss you. It's cute. Oh, don't be shy now. Aren't you going to let me in? Thank you. So, what have you been doing all day? You look, I don't know, tired? Sleeping in, I see. Mm-hmm. It looks like you haven't done much of anything today. The curtain's still closed and the windows too. God, it's stuffy in here. Well, and look, your garbage bin is full and there's a bunch of dishes in your sink. Sweetie, I know it's your birthday, but that doesn't mean you can slack off this much. Jeez, now I sound like your mother. But you usually have a nice clean place whenever I visit. Oh, you didn't know I was coming. Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel any better about this. So you only clean up whenever I come over, is that it? Look, at least tell me you've been taking care of yourself. Well, that's a relief. I'd hate to think that my boyfriend treats himself the way he treats his house. Plus, I want this place to stay clean if I'm ever going to move in. What? No, nothing. Never mind. What are these? You got a bunch of birthday cards. Why didn't you open them? Oh, you gotta open them. Come on. Who are they from? Grandparents? Oh, that's sweet. What does it say? Happy birthday. So sorry we couldn't visit you this year. Look forward to seeing you in the future. Lots of love, Nan and Pop. Aw, that's so sweet. Well, hang on. There's more. Okay. We miss you, our little Bubba Bear? What's a Bubba Bear? Is that what your grandparents call you? Oh my god, that is actually adorable. Bubba Bear. I'm going to start calling you that. Okay, I won't. Bubba Bear. Right. Have you eaten breakfast yet? You have? Good. Then we should get moving. Yeah, that's right. You didn't think we were celebrating your birthday here. Oh, no. I've got the whole day planned out. This girl doesn't go anywhere without a plan. Okay, so tell me what you think about this. First, you and I are going to take a lovely little stroll down to that park near yours. A nice romantic walk where you can tell me all about your week. Also, I did some research online, well, Google, and it turns out there's a little market festival thing going on there. Yeah, I was thinking we could head in that direction and see what's what. You know, maybe find something to eat, see if there's anything worth buying. Then I'm going to do that thing I always said I was going to do. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to teach you to ice skate. No, don't worry. I found an indoor ice rink. For like $20 we can go for an hour or two. Trust me. I'll teach you all the basics and then we'll be skating like champs in no time. You're going to love it. It's so much fun. Granted, I haven't been skating in years, but we'll be fine. It's just like riding a bike. I hope. Anyway, once we've mastered the ice, we can go out for dinner. You got a particular restaurant or food you prefer? Yeah, wherever you want. My treat. Okay, that's it. So what do you think? Can this girl plan a birthday or what? What's wrong? You don't like it? Look, I know you're usually a pretty indoorsy person, but you enjoy my adventures, right? Or you're not feeling up to it? Did something happen? Here, give me your hands. Sweetie, look at me. Are you okay? You just look really sad. I didn't notice it till now. God, I was so excited with all the planning. Honey, is there anything I can do to help? You know I'm here for you if something is bothering you. I want you to know. Yeah. I want to know about it. Especially on your birthday. This is meant to be a happy day for you. Well, I'm not giving up. Whatever it is, it won't ruin this day. Tell me what's the matter. I'm here for you. Oh, sweetheart. Your parents said you were lazy. Useless? They actually called you useless? I can't believe they said that to you. On your birthday of all days. Oh, honey, that's a horrible thing to hear. I'm so sorry that happened. Look, I'm sure they were just trying to look out for you in their own way. But still, they could use more tact and better timing. God, what were they thinking? No wonder you're in such a low mood. Anyone would be after hearing that. I hope it hasn't completely ruined your day. Come here, come here, give me a hug. Oh, sweetie, I can't stand the thought of you sad on your birthday. I've got to do something. Let's see. Okay, right. Well, I know just how we're going to spend today. First, let's gather up every pillow in the house. Blankets too. And then we're going to build ourselves a little pillow fort. Yep, like this, right here on the couch. Right. Yep, I used to do this for my sister every time she was upset. And now I'm doing it for you. Okay, pass me that. Yeah, that. No, the big one. Yeah, we need the heavy pillows to act as a base. Yeah, and now get this cushion and just lean it back there. Okay, now grab your blanket and sheets from your bed. Okay, now blanket on the floor and just sheet held up between these three cushions. And ta-da! One pillow fort. The perfect getaway from all things negative. What do you think? You're right. It is a little small. but, you know, can only work with what I got, and you don't have that many pillows. Besides, the smaller pillow forts are more fun. You know why? Because it means we have to cuddle up. Here, watch. Just first I get in, and now you get in here. Yep, that's it. Okay. Where? Oh, on my lap, silly. Don't be shy. Come on, get in here already. Watch your head. What? Careful. One wrong bump and this whole place will collapse. It's okay. We'll just rebuild it if that happens. There you go. Now, lie down. You heard me. Lie down. Yeah. Just rest your head in my lap. Trust me. This is going to be exactly what you need. So cuddly and hopefully relaxing for you. There's no way you're not going to have a big smile on your face when I'm done with you. There. Isn't this more cozy? Now, I want you to relax. Don't worry about anything. Not your parents. Not the outside world. Close your eyes if it helps. Right now, it's just you and me inside our cozy little bubble, our own personal snuggle fort. Here, let me stroke your hair. There you go. Does that feel nice? My little Bubba Bear. I'm sorry, I had to. Oh, your hair is so soft. I love running my hands through it. It's quite calming, actually. I can see you like it too. That's lovely. So, I just want you to know that you're safe here. I'm not going anywhere. And while I can't predict the future, I do plan on being with you for a very, very long time. I'm going to hold on to you until you feel better, and then I'm going to keep holding on to you. Because I want to. Because I know you like it. Because I care. I just want you to be happy. For as long as I can make that happen. I want to see you smile again. And I want you to know how much I care for you. And look, I know that some days that's just not possible. So, on those days, I want you to know that I'm here for you. If you need someone to vent to, or a shoulder to cry on, or even if you just want to be in total silence, I'm here for you, and I'll support you. Because I want to. And you're definitely not useless or lazy or any other negative thing you might think. I don't want you to dwell on those gloomy thoughts, regardless of who said them. Do you need anything? Here. Just let me lie down next to you. I don't mind being here with you. You're not useless or a burden. And I know you're always there for me. And look, we've all been there. I've certainly had my fair share of bad days. I remember back in high school, I had no idea what I would do once school ended. You know, I did reasonably well in classes, but whenever I was asked, "What are you going to do next?" I just froze. Every day my parents would ask, again and again. All I could say was, "I don't know." They hated that answer. And as the end of school approached, we'd get into arguments constantly, nonstop. They accused me of being lazy and wasting my potential and being useless. When honestly, I just had no idea what to do next in my life, and that terrified me. Which in turn made me feel really bad about myself. And I thought, was there something wrong with me? Did everyone else have their life planned out before them? And I actually thought, was I lazy? I remember feeling like I was being, I don't know, left behind by everyone. But that wasn't the case. Most people I knew didn't have a plan. And the ones that did, didn't stick to it. Because life happens, good and bad. Now, years later, here I am, still kicking about, and happily so. And you want to know the funniest part? I still don't know what I want to do with my life. So, I understand, in a way, what you might be going through. And I can't promise things will always turn out well. But I'm here for you. In sickness and in health. Sorry. Just jumped the gun there a bit. You know what I mean. Anyway. What I was getting to. Don't laugh at me. Gosh, you're terrible. Well, at least you made me smile. And I made you smile. What I was getting to was that you're going to get better. And things will bounce right back to normal. You'll see. I love you. I'll always love you. Now, how about we spend the rest of the day cuddled up together in this cozy pillow fort? Yeah, and we can just watch some feel-good movies, something warm and fuzzy. Like, I don't know, maybe something from Studio Ghibli. Does that sound good? Awesome. You pick the movie and I'll grab the snacks. And honey? Happy birthday.